history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm dressed as a penguin. Oh, no.
Does that mean you've got a tuxedo on, Rob?
Yep. I've got a nun's habit on.
I like to think that you're sitting at home in a tux.
I wear the nun's habit.
What I always wear, which is a nun's habit when I'm at home.
Excellent. Right. What are we talking about today?
Well, sea otters. Which they got the cutest paw hands of any other creature going. I just love them. But
when are paws ever not cute, though?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, especially when they're, like, smashing a sea urchin with a rock on their chest.
That sounds very violent, but I have seen a video of it, and I do know that it is actually quite cute.
Now, I don't know whether someone sent me this YouTube clip a couple of weeks ago, which got me... I mean, I love sea otters, but I haven't really thought about them, to be honest, because there's other stuff going on. and there was a YouTube video of a sea otter being chased by an orca.
Ooh.
These researchers were on a boat in Alaska or somewhere, and they go, oh, what's that orca doing? All of a sudden, you see this sea otter going like that, clappers, and it jumps on the back of the boat.
Oh, man.
It's standing there, and it was so sinister. As soon as it jumped on the boat, the orca come up by the side of the boat and then started circling it.
Oh, my God.
And it's poor little otter, its heart, you could see its heart pounding in its chest.
Oh, no.
And then the video finished, right? So I checked it out and it was all good because apparently the orca got fed up and shot off. It went somewhere else.
Went to eat a different sea otter.
Yeah, and then eventually the sea otter off it went. And I thought, oh, that was fantastic. I don't know whether that's really the truth.
No, that is the story. Absolutely stick to that story. Anything else would be far too heartbreaking to deal with.
But anyway, from that, I got another thing sent to me, and this is just mind-blowing how good they are for the ecosystem.
The sea otters.
Sea otters.
What do they do for the ecosystem?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Are you sitting down?
Yep, we're sitting down.
Good, okay. Marine biologist Brent Hughes started studying seagrass beds of the Elkhorn Slough, which is an estuary in Monterey Bay on California's central coast. First off, I've just got to say, I always thought slough was where David Brent came from. But it is actually means a swamp or a shallow lake system.
There we go.
Your backwater to a larger... But I actually Googled slough, but stopped because I get sidetracked.
I got stuck in a rabbit hole trying to work out what a lyn was for ages. New lyn, grey lyn. I think it's some sort of a shallow lake, maybe.
Oh, wow.
I might be wrong about that. It was a while ago that I Googled this.
Yeah, so you can
someone
go down
check
rabbit hole. But anyway, back to the story, right? So this Brent Hughes was surprised when he found this is a highly polluted estuary. It's got excessive nutrients from agricultural runoffs and that. But the growth of the seagrass was everywhere.
Whoa.
And he's thinking, what's going on here? Hang on, I've got to explain something here.
I can hear you turning the pages.
No, I've run out of notepads. So but what I've got like four notepads with a couple of pages spare in each of them.
Excellent.
So I've got bits written all over the place.
I used to do that with my homework at school.
Yeah, the algae gets on the leaves and it kills the plants, right?
Yeah.
But in 2010, he noticed that the seagrass beds were thriving. It didn't make any sense to him. Apparently, it had the highest concentrations of nutrients he'd ever seen anywhere in the world.
Whoa.
So he thought, right, what's going on here? So first off, he examined the quality of water, temperature, changes in seagrass coverage going back 50 years, nothing. Until he was approached by a boat captain. Now, this is a proper name. It's Yohn. I'm sure that's Yon.
Yon.
Yon Gideon, who's been running wildlife tours in the area since 1995.
Nice one, Yon.
And what he's done was, over the years, he handed all his customers a clicker. So that every time you see a sea otter, I just click it.
Cool. Right?
And then he gave all that information to this bloke, and he overlaid it with the historical seagrass data, and he realised the two graphs were almost perfectly in sync when otter numbers were up.
Cool!
Right, so this just blew my mind, actually. Sea otters are North America's smallest mammal and have a huge appetite. Unlike other species that rely on layers of blubber to keep them warm, otters use their dense fur and high metabolic rate to maintain body heat in the cold water. To achieve that, they've got to eat 25% of their body weight every day.
Whoa! Nice one, sea otters.
Eating a variety of marine invertebrates, including sea urchins, clams, and crabs. So when the otters first moved to Slough, they started eating crabs. With fewer crabs to prey on them, the Californian sea slug grew larger and more abundant. The slugs feed on the algae growing on the seagrass, leaving the leaves healthy and clean.
Isn't nature the coolest? That is awesome. Go sea otters.
Since the sea otters arrived, the seagrass has recovered and increased by more than 600% in 3 decades.
Whoa. Go the sea otters, honestly.
It's also been observed in Alaska when when otters eat sea urchins, which feed on kelp.
And
it's the same thing. And why it's, the seagrass ecosystem provides nursery habitat for young fish and invertebrates and protects shorelines from storms and waves. They control erosion by holding down the trapped sediment.
Good on them.
Just brilliant.
They just sound like
happening now is
community players.
Sea otters.
They're reintroducing them, did you say?
Because they nearly got hunted to extinction.
Oh, no. They're bringing them back.
People wanted hats or something. So what they're doing is they're reintroducing to areas and they're noticing almost an immediate response to them being there. That's just, how fantastic is that?
Nature's pretty cool, isn't it? It just really does its thing if you just need
it. It's amazing. It's don't know what to say about that.
That's really cheered me up this week, Rob. Thank you for bringing us sea otters. Not only are they cute,
they're awesome
little parts of the environment.
And they really, they love to show affection to one another, which is really sweet.
I'd love to give one a little peck, but it'd probably bite my face off. Mm.
But there's lots of pictures and videos of them, like otters holding hands and otters cuddling.
Yeah.
Rob, do you have a poem for us today?
I do. Before you start playing the thing, I've been doing lots of other stuff as well, and I started writing this poem the other day, and then, my brain battery ran out.
Fair enough. That's happening to, I think, all of us at the moment.
It's two-thirds done. It's not cleaned up or anything, and I haven't finished it, but maybe the listeners can finish it.
Okay. BFM listeners, finish Rob's poem. I'm going to hit the sting for you, Rob.
Sure, here we go.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
I certainly will. Right, here we go. If you had a wobble last Wednesday like me, it won't be sorted out easily with a quick chat and a cup of tea. I'm just going to stop there and say I had tea is in my poems quite a lot, I noticed.
I have noticed that. It's true to life, I think.
Again, all we have to do is the right thing and behave. It's Return of the Magnificent Seven again, so thanks for that. Minus Lillian plus Jemima. It's not really my therapist. I don't think I'm Napoleon. Well, not all the time. It's only when I listen to Grime. I mention that a lot as well. We did it before. We can do it again. That's when my mind stops.
That's a very good point. So that's hanging in the ether for 95BFM listeners to fill in. Do you want to read that last sentence again for us, Rob?
Yes. We're not at the time. We've done it before. We can do it again.
All right. BFM listeners, the next bit is up to you. This is a collaborative poem.
Although that bit did with that last bit.
I like that. Rob, that was a wonderful poem. Thank you very much. Okay. And thank you for bringing us sea otters this morning. Very wholesome content.
Yes, you know, go the otters. I've actually chose a track today which came into my mind over the weekend. Couldn't get rid of it, but it got rid of Everything Is Awesome.
That's good to hear. Well, I'm going to hit the outro and then we're going to play Ebenezer Good by The Shaman. Yeah. So if anybody wants to have a full-on earworm, this is the one for them. Very nice to talk to you, Rob.
Talk to you next week, everybody. Be safe. Do what you should do, all right? Otherwise, you're going to have to answer to me.
That sounds like very good advice.
Yeah, that's really going to scare everybody, isn't it? All right, see ya.
Ka kite.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
All right, as promised.